And for some more political analysis, we're joined now by columnist Gustavo Arellano of AskAMexican.net, diversity consultant and blogger Carmen Van Kerkhove, and our comedy duo known as Frangela, Angela Shelton and Frances Collier. Welcome, all of you.
Hi.
Buenos dias.
Okay, well, let's pick up where John and Alex left off and talk about Hillary. Should she or should she not exit? And let's start with you, Angela.
I guess I've always been confused by this question because it's never been a surprise when these primaries were coming. And the Democratic National Committee made these dates, including Howard Dean. So every time he acts like she's just refusing to leave the party, like she's the one downstairs refusing to understand that the keg is empty, everybody else has left. The reality is the vote takes place at the convention.
I think she should go.
Frances, you think she should go?
I think she should go. We need to unite this party. And, you know, and I've said it before, I think she's the better candidate, but I think that Barack is a better movement.
And Gustavo?
This campaign is in tatters. She has to leave. She's, what, $31 million in debt. She's increasingly becoming more and more bickering, throwing jabs at anybody who doesn't want to believe in her gospel that she was meant to be president. And I'm tired of Hillary Clinton. And I know nowadays we expect our candidates to be done way before the convention. It's not like the old days, but what was the last time the Democrats had to fight over the convention? I think it was 68, and, you know, look at what happened there.
And Carmen Van Kerkhove, what do you think? And I wonder if you could address what Hillary Clinton has been complaining of recently in an article in the Washington Post yesterday where she says her campaign has been dogged by sexism on the part of, you know, some people who attend her rallies, on the part of the media, and on the part of political commentators all over the place.
Whether or not Clinton should or should not go is really up to Clinton, but it just seems like the odds are against her. I mean, this Gallup poll that came out yesterday shows that Obama is sweeping every single demographic except for women aged 50 and older. The criticisms that sexism exists are valid, but I don't think that sexism has been a orchestrated campaign tactic from the Obama camp.
Angela, as our lone Hillary supporter on this panel, what
but
do you say to that?
That actually has nothing to do with my point. I have to say, number one, I keep hearing this comparison to 68, and I just don't think it's accurate or fair. In 68, we're in the middle of the civil rights movement. There were massive riots all around the country.
Absolutely.
It's absolutely a completely different situation.
And we're different people.
Yeah,
this is
to
a
try
country.
To compare the convention then to a convention now, it's an unfair and kind of a simplistic, you know, comparison. Further, neither of them will reach the number of delegates. They can't. Mathematically, that would put them at, what is it, 2025?
Yeah.
Which would make them the presumptive nominee. Neither of them will. Here we've had for the last 7 years, we haven't been able to talk about anything, about what our government was doing, about who was in our government. You were unpatriotic, you weren't supporting the troops,
yep.
It wasn't appropriate. Now we had this opportunity for, yes, a long time to do that, and people want to shut it up. I want to hear everything up until that convention. And as for the tit for tat, insulting each other back and forth, I've heard it from both sides. I've heard the Hillary people say the Obama campaign attacks them and it's sexist. I've heard the Obama people say that Hillary attacks them for the affirmative action candidate and blah, blah, blah. The reality is when it comes to issues of isms, racism, not so much homophobia. People tend to be a little bit more out in the open about that, it seems, unfortunately. But racism and sexism, people lie, you know? And that's why the polling is so off. Because when people walk out of a poll, they're not going to say, oh, I didn't vote for the black guy because he's black.
Right.
Even people in the Klan don't say that. You ask a Klan member if he doesn't like black people, and he says, no, I just love white people. Like, they won't even say it. So I think there's so many X factors here. It's hard to predict.
Gustavo, I heard you.
Unless you're in West Virginia. It's interesting with Obama. A lot of people have insinuated that Barack's the Manchurian Muslim, really, just waiting to assume the position of the White House and then allow Al-Qaeda into this country, even though he has no connection with Islam other than his father, who apparently never really practiced Islam. Mm-hmm. And he has had more of a challenge to face than Clinton, just based on the status of, if you want to call it, their isms.
Yeah, I guess. I feel like that debate is not, people are going to argue both on each side.
Yeah.
For me, what I think as voters, we should be offended because we've been attacked by the media. For the first time in one of the pollings after an election this morning, I was reading an article where they actually polled in Kentucky to see who was a non-college graduate, who they voted for.
There's a new definition of white working class. And, the subtle insult that lies behind it is that,
They're uneducated.
They're uneducated.
They're stupid. They don't know what's good for them. And it's wrong. It's classist, and I don't appreciate it. And what most people should know about the working class is most of it thinks it's middle class.
Really?
No idea that we're talking about them. Yeah, you know?
I think it is interesting how we're seeing white people sort of stereotyped in a way.
Exactly.
You know, where suddenly we're hearing people talking about the white vote, and the so-called white vote seems to divide either into the quote-unquote hardworking Americans, which seems to be the Kentucky, you know, right, supposedly uneducated crowd that you're talking about. And then there's this sort of lack of surprise that Obama won Oregon, because there's this assumption that, well, they're all those Portland people who eat, you know, organic vegetables and drink gourmet coffee.
The intellectual elite.
White voters are being stereotyped in some of the same ways that I think, you know, other groups have been stereotyped.
Yeah, we all have. We talked about our last roundtable about the minority vote. All Black people are voting for Obama, and, you know, all, you know. It didn't. Barack can't get Latino support, and I think we've all proven those things not to be true, too.
I'd like to close by asking each of you, as the primary season winds to a close and we begin to gear up for the general election campaign season, an issue each one of you wants to see discussed that perhaps hasn't gotten the attention during this long, long primary season. And I'll start with you, Gustavo.
Immigration. You know, both Barack and Hillary, they have positions on immigration, but if you ask me what they were, I wouldn't be able to tell you. The only person who had any specifics was Tom Tancredo, and he said, deport them all, build a fence, we're done. That's a conversation we need to have.
Carmen?
Yeah, I agree with Gustavo. There hasn't been really an in-depth conversation about immigration. And, you know, immigration is just not a Hispanic issue. This is an issue that affects people from every single country. And I think it's also very integral to the economic future of America. And then, and to a larger point, to define how America sees itself. I mean, is America going to continue to see itself as essentially a white country that's letting in these other people? Or is it really going to truly move towards a multiracial, multicultural country? And I think that that's a huge mind shift that needs to still happen.
Frances?
I'd like to see Americans start to produce more in this country again. I'd like to get a call center back here in the United States.
Yeah, she's had trouble with her computer.
Yeah, you know, and I'm angry about it, you know. But I would like to see those jobs going back to people here in this country. And I understand why they've left, but I'd like to see them come back.
I'm going to say, for me, civil rights. You know, none of the candidates are stepping forward on the issue of equality under the law in the way that I need to see them do it. None of them. I need to see marriage not as a privilege, as a right. It's really important, I think, for this nation to move forward, that our laws be more reflective of our goals. But I'd love to hear somebody be willing to stand out on that issue.
Angela Shelton, Frances Collier, Frangela, Gustavo Arellano of AskAMexican.net, and Carmen Van Kerkhove, who's a diversity consultant and a blogger. Thank you all very much for joining us again.
Thank you.
Gracias.